Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
Coming up next, our final news roundup and information overload hour.
All right, news roundup and information overload hour. Toll free, our telephone number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Really, I don't think we can play it enough. Wait till you see the side-by-sides we're going to air on Hannity tonight. It's actually more interesting with images, but you're going to get a full picture here. You got jacked up Joe versus regular Joe Biden. What a contrast this is. Listen.
I guess I should clear my mind here a little bit and not say what I'm really thinking.
My predecessor came to office determined to see Roe v. Wade overturned. He's the reason it was overturned, and he brags about it.
EPA Administrator here with me, EPA Administrator Regan, as well.
But they failed. America stood. America stood strong, and democracy prevailed.
Dad used to say, Joey, a paycheck is about more than a job is about more than a paycheck.
It has dropped from 9% to 3%, the lowest in the world, and tending lower. The landing is and will be soft.
Unbelievable. It really is. Anyway, joining us right now is Governor Mike Dunleavy of Alaska. He was at the State of the Union last night. And how are you, sir? Welcome to the program. Have you headed back home? Have you gotten out of the swamp yet or no?
No, we still have business here in Washington, Sean, but I'm looking forward to the moment we're on the plane, to be honest with you.
I'm sure you are.
Yep.
What was your reaction in the room? I mean, we see Joe Biden day by day, and this was not the Joe Biden we see every day. And, you know, that's why I'm calling him Jacked Up Joe. And your reaction?
It was a campaign rally. It wasn't really a State of the Union from my perspective. And I'm trying to be fair. It really wasn't. It was a lot of hooting and hollering, a lot of folks wearing different colors. It was almost like a convention or a campaign rally. And what I was struck with was I kept asking myself, what country is he talking about? Because the things that we see on the ground are vastly different than what he was proclaiming are good things that are happening for this country. And so it was a long hour and a half, to be honest with you.
It really was. But, you know, look, we've been showing Joe Biden, and he's clearly in a steep cognitive decline. So out comes the president of the United States. He doesn't even allow for tradition to take place, and that would be the Speaker of the House historically usually gets up and you know, introduces the president to the House chamber, joint session of Congress. Joe got right into the yelling and the screaming and the ranting and the raving. And it was beyond bizarre to me because that was the entire speech. And it was so hyper-partisan, which, again, departs from a normal State of the Union speech. I have my theory, I think, with his low numbers with the base of his party. I mean, he's bleeding support with core constituencies that make up the Democratic coalition, African-Americans, Hispanic-Americans, young people, women in the workplace. You think this helped him?
I don't think so. I don't, you know, it doesn't really matter what he says anymore. It's what people are feeling. There was an interview not too long ago in a barbershop, I think it was in South Carolina, and the question went to one man, and he was a younger guy, and he basically said, we cannot afford anything under Joe Biden. I mean, and that says it all. That's the truth. So I would say no, and it was hyper-partisan, but was really, I guess, telling to me is he gave a decent tongue-lashing to the Supreme Court. So if the courts don't think they're under attack by this administration, then that was a reminder last night that they are.
Oh, I think so. How is all of this impacting your state? I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm really addicted to, like, you know, Life Below Zero and all. I love the show. My favorite show of all time is Deadliest Catch. I'm fascinated by life in Alaska, although I would never want to live in the cold weather. And I admire people that do, but I love the rugged individualism and people surviving, you know, the most difficult and challenging of circumstances and living off the grid and being out there in the Bering Sea, you know, catching crab with, you know, 50-foot swells coming at you left, right, and sideways. I'm just fascinated with the life that people live in your state and how different it is from everything that I've ever known in my life. I'm sure it's the life you love, too.
Yeah, well, I came up here in 1983 from a little town called Scranton, Pennsylvania. I refer to myself as the other guy. And moved to Alaska and been there ever since. And I tell people I'd have to live eight lifetimes to do everything I want to do up here. It's phenomenal. Part of what you don't see, though, and those shows are actually they're actually very entertaining. And we know a lot of the folks that are involved in those shows personally because it is a small state. But one of the things that people don't realize is what's actually happening, Sean, to our state by this administration. I sent out a tweet not too long ago, I think it was about 2 or 3 days ago, that highlighted 55 executive orders by this administration against the state of Alaska since they came into office, shutting down resource plays, whether it's timber, whether it's oil, whether it is mining. And I highlight that, and I contrast it with the fact that since 2005, Iran, which would love for America to disappear immediately off the face of the earth, since 2005, Iran has had 19 sanctions against us. Since 2020, Alaska has had 55 sanctions against it by its own government. And that's the brutal reality that we're dealing with every day up there. Try and make a going concern of Alaska, be able to produce jobs, energy, mining, and it's a benefit to our enemies overseas, this administration. I think they're laughing all the way to the bank. That's the problem we have to deal with daily.
No, I think so. Let me ask you about the last frontier. Let me talk about these 55 executive orders and actions that have targeted Alaska. One of the things I found fascinating, if you're a citizen in Alaska and the state benefits from its natural resources, and one of them, of course, being oil, and God forbid if we ever tapped into the vast resources in Anwar, that would be a huge economic boom for the entire state. But you share, not only do you not have a state income tax, but annually, most people that are citizens in Alaska and state residents of Alaska, they get a check from your government. Is that still happening?
That's correct. It's been reduced some, but that's correct. Alaska has, since the mid-70s, permanent fund is what we call it, where we put the royalties from oil mining and other resources into a constitutionally protected fund. Right now, it's probably the second largest in the world per capita, next to Norway's trillion-dollar fund. We have about $82 to $84 billion in that fund, and they do pay a dividend to Alaskans. So we are saving our wealth for future generations. That fund is growing, but it can only be done so by putting royalties into it. From operations on state lands. Some of the things, Sean, that we're talking about that are, you know, that these folks are shutting down in Alaska with this Biden administration are on federal lands in Alaska. But we do have some instances. For example, the Pebble Mine, which is $1 trillion estimated worth of wealth of copper on state land that Washington has worked at making sure it never happens. And so we're doing the best we can on this situation, but it's a tough road to hoe with this crew in Washington.
Well, I know there's been a number of meetings with the Alaska delegation at the White House. What has happened as a result of these meetings? Did you make any progress at all with them or no?
You know, with the exception of Willow, that was long in the making and allowed to continue its work to produce oil, I would say not really, to be honest with you. Our forests are shut down. They were opened up under President Trump. ANWR lease sales that occurred in 2017 under President Trump, and where some of these leases were sold, the Biden administration has unilaterally shut them down, which is illegal. It was an act of Congress. I can go through all 55, but they're all similar in that they are targeted at Alaska's ability to produce resources to pay its way and to be able to fund government, build clinics, build schools, et cetera. And so it's a real issue in Alaska, and it's hurting us immensely. Our federal delegation is trying to make inroads with this administration, but I would say for the most part to no avail.
Unbelievable. Well, we really appreciate you. We appreciate the people in Alaska. We admire their rugged individualism and their frontier spirit. Anyway, Governor Mike Dunleavy, Alaska, sir, great to have you on the program, and look forward to having you back, and thank you for being with us.
Can't wait till November of 2024, Sean. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I'm praying. 241 days to go. Can't come soon enough. But I'm praying for the result. All right, back to our phones. We go to Utah. Kurt is next. Kurt, you're on the Sean Hannity Show. Happy Friday.
Hey, Sean, it's great to talk to you. I would yell at you like a crazy old man, but I don't want to act like Biden.
No, go right ahead. Feel free. I think the whole nation should start yelling at each other, and we're going to get it done.
Yeah, that was a very divisive, you know, very partisan speech. I could not believe how angry that guy was, but I was quite impressed with how many drugs they pumped him up with so he'd stay awake.
I don't know what changed. I don't know. But I think Jacked Up Joe pretty much sums it all up, doesn't it? And here's what's frustrating to me is the mob, the media that have ignored his obvious cognitive decline, they won't state the obvious that this is very bizarre and transparent, and it's actually more alarming, the fact that people just decide to put their head in the sands and act like what we're seeing is not real. It's very real. And the worst part is our enemies see it. And the next worst part is he has no idea how to deal with it. And I will tell you, for those people that think that, well, maybe Joe's back. Look at him. He actually got through the whole speech and everything. And he did it with all that energy and vigor. This speech was designed for Joe to do two things. Prove to America that he's not the cognitive mess that we see on an everyday basis. And number two, to shore up his ever diminishing base of support, because they are leaving in droves. This was a speech done out of fear, total, complete, and utter panic by the Democratic Party. And I hope Republicans are paying attention. But it should alarm anybody with common sense knows what happened here. And it is what it is. It's a frightening time. This guy's not equipped to be president. That's all there is to it.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. this conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my, from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Campbell.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my, from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Campbell.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
John is in New Hampshire. John, sir, live free or die. What's going on, sir?
Hey, Sean, a longtime listener of yours. My grandfather listened to you. I'm a truck driver out of Nevada.
By the way, love you truckers, and I'm very appreciative that my store shelves are full every time I go in there because of all of you.
Yeah, we do sacrifice a lot of our time away from family and friends and without us, I mean, I think the stores would be quite empty, I believe. And I really appreciate people like you, Sean, that go out every single day, put your name on the line, and the attacks from the Democrat side, they just plaster you. And I appreciate you filling the good word. And
let me add one thing to that. You're right. I do get attacked every day. But you know what? You're dealing with crazy drivers every day. So we all have our own issues to deal with, right? And I could tell you at this point in my career, somebody sent me, or sweet baby James handed me this article just attacking me for something stupid, just dumb. And I don't care anymore. I'm done. I don't care. What I care about is this country. What I care about are people like you that make the country great. What I care about is getting this country back on track. That's what motivates me. So whatever attacks come my way, as part of the job that I do, it's meaningless to me. What is important to me are people like you, and that your shot at the American dream and your children's shot at the American dream and our grandchildren's shot at the American dream doesn't die in this generation. That's what I really care about.
Yeah, I agree. And I think another valid point would be talking about American dream. staying alive. I think that Joe Biden is doing an absolute his best shot at trying to maintain presidential opportunity so that we can he can farther degrade this country along with the people that keep cheering for him last night and propping him up and trying to hold on to the presidential election as long as they can. We need people.
Well, we've got a chance in 241 days. It's not a slam dunk, and a lot's going to happen between now and then, but Americans are going to have to stay committed and steady. The Republican Party now under new leadership, they're going to have a lot of heavy lifting to do. People need to get over their reluctance to vote early and vote by mail. Legal ballot harvesting. We've got to match the efforts of the Democrats and hopefully surpass them. And we've got to stay committed to the goal. And the goal is to make sure that we fire Joe Biden. Anyway, my friends, stay safe on the road. God bless you and all the great truckers out there that fill our shelves. Without you, well, we're all starving. All right, quick break. We'll come right back. And more of your calls coming up, 800-941-SEAN on this Friday.
Always get what you want, but you can get Sean Hannity online at Hannity.com.
All right, 25 now till the top of the hour. Toll free, our number is 800-941-SEAN on this Friday. We'll get to your calls coming up here in a minute. Want to remind you, spring is now on the horizon. Longer days, warmer breezes. Time to step out and bask in the serenity of your own backyard. No place like home, right? Anyway, I found a game changer for your home, and you can turn it into your own oasis, and that is the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now, we're not talking about your average backyard addition. This is the ultimate two-for-one deal. You get a luxurious hot tub that meets an elite exercise pool. Imagine a crystal-clear swimming pool area, then settling into the seats that cradle you with those hydrotherapy jets that you're going to love. This is not just relaxation. It is a first-class experience in the privacy of your own space. Linda has the Michael Phelps Swim Spa. She's been going out in the freezing cold all winter, jumping in, except she will not share the videos of those moments, and I think it's unfair.
American people need. They don't need to see me in my bathing suit. You know what I mean? They need lower gas prices.
No.
If I could give them
creepy.
Both, maybe I would. I don't know.
I'm not saying the bathing suit, but I'm sure you put on a robe, and I just want to see you run out.
You want to see me freeze my tush off as I run from my house to the Phelps swim spot.
That's the part that I want to see. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. It's worth it, though. It's winter's here in the Northeast. You know, for those of us who stayed behind, we didn't all run to Florida. It is cold, but that Phelps spa,
wow.
That master spa.
I feel a shot there.
Like, you know, not like a low blow, just like, you know, whatever, swing and a miss.
That's pretty low. I'm very happy, by the way.
You're a tough guy. Come on now. But, I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful, I will tell you, aesthetically, it has amazing lights inside. They glow at night. You can change them to any color you want. Like, aside from just the amazing health benefits, it's aesthetically just a wonderful, you know, addition to your backyard. It's just beautiful.
Well, I'm glad you love it. The Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Go to their website, masterspas.com. Put the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner, and you can get up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tubs and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. All right, let's go. Look, predictably, the mob, the media, they loved the shouting last night. Linda, let's hear you talk like Joe. Let's hear your version. Go ahead.
I wanted to say everything is good. And then I want to tell everybody that everything is fine. That's essentially what he did all night long.
You just can't make it up. But the mob, the media.
You don't have to. He's doing it in real time. That's the thing. Have to make it up. It's actually happening.
The mob led by liberal Joe fawning over the speech. And I'm like, what is wrong with you people? Anyway, listen.
I'm telling you, Joe Biden proved, I think, he still has a pulse. That's number one. And Speaker Mike Johnson might have rolled his eyes more than both my daughters in their entire lives. What's your take?
Well, I mean, had a pulse. He had Frazier's left hook. This was a tour de force. By Joe Biden.
I thought he just completely
blew away the Biden is too old issue last night.
This was a feisty speech that at times felt more like a rowdy campaign event than a traditional State of the Union address.
Overnight, a fiery President Biden kicking off the general election.
He addressed this age issue with his aggressive, feisty, ad-lib delivery. I think that helped him.
This was a great night for Joe Biden, and this was much more a campaign speech than a State of the Union address.
This was the old-time religion, the middle-class, working-class, labor, Democrat agenda, and he reached for it again and again and again.
By the time this thing ended, I was in my hotel room like all of those Democrats were there going, four more years, yeah. Four more years, four more years, four more.
Okay. All right, that's your media mob. Of course, everything, Joe. He's so good at what he does and everything. But he's not angry. Not at all. All right, let's get some reaction. 800-941-SHAWN. If you want to be a part of the program, we got Marcia's in North Carolina. Hey, Marcia, how are you? Glad you called.
Hey, Sean, how are you doing? I'm great.
I'm good. I'm glad you checked in. Happy Friday to you.
Same to you.
What's going on? What's on your mind?
Wanted to call in and just make a comment, or several comments if I can, if I can squeeze them in. First of all, I did watch the address last night. I didn't really think I wanted to, but I figured what the heck. So I did, and I watched in the company of three young adults in their early 20s. They're all three very much supporters of President Trump. I find it really interesting and encouraging to see young people take interest in politics and in our world, our nation, what's going on, what's troubling us. And I was really impressed about that, their attitude, the people they recognized that were in there. It was pretty incredible. I was really impressed.
You know, there are speeches that can be uplifting and inspiring. I don't think coming off as bitter and angry and screaming and ranting and raving and yelling the way he did, he screamed that speech, you know, most of the night. I don't think that's particularly inviting or endearing. But it's probably the only option they had. They had no other option. It's either going to be hyped up, jacked up Joe, or we're going to get everyday Joe. And they decided jacked up Joe is better. I don't know. We'll see over time. He'll get a short-term bump, I'm sure, in the polls. The media, see, he's coming back. Look, his speech brought him back. It brought him to life. I don't think so. I don't think that impressed anybody. But we'll find out. Anyway, Marcia, you have a great weekend, you and your family. 800-941-SHAWN, if you want to be a part of the program. Ann is in the great state of Iowa. How are you, Ann? Glad you called.
Hey, Sean, thank you for taking my call. I've wanted to address this issue with you for a long time, probably over a year now, because you've been consistently talking about doing the early voting. And yes, and the other day you had a call from a gentleman from a part of New York, and he said, this is going to be all Democrats. And he said, does it pay to vote early when I know I'm giving access to the people that count my vote? My vote, and they could do whatever they want with it. And you went on about how you just need to vote. You just need to vote. Well, I'm here to say that any time we give them more time to dismantle voting is bad time for us. So for us to go and vote early, that just gives them more time to figure out how much they have to cheat by. And I don't know what the answer is. I know you want to do what they do so that we can do the same thing to win and get the numbers up there. But we need to make it harder to vote, not easier to vote. And what I mean by that is we need to make it, like you've often said, a holiday. One day, one vote. Military is the only reason for absentee. We need to have people both sides monitoring. We need to have people feel safe. You know, the days of the blue hairs, you know, from the Democrat Party monitoring the election sites is over. We need to make this a national day and a day that everybody gets the right to vote. I mean, we have to, in Iowa, we have to have an ID. Why isn't that everywhere? And I have heard that they
are. You see, you do know that I don't like the system we currently have. This is not the ideal system, but there's only one way to change it. And the only way to change it is you got to win elections to make that happen. So I don't see any other way to change it. If somebody could tell me, that'd be great. So In the meantime, we're stuck with the system we have. It's like you fight it with an army that you have, not one you wish you have. And this is the army that we have. This is the system we have. And I'm urging people to embrace it. And I'll tell you, I'll give you the perfect example. It played out in my former district in New York when they were having the runoff election to replace George Santos. The Democrats do what they usually do. They got their voters out early and they banked all their votes. And election day comes and Republicans would normally vote on election day. And they had a big snowstorm on election day in New York recently. And guess what? It lowered turnout dramatically. And I'm not sure that the Republican would have won anyway. Mazie Pullup, she was going up against a very big name in Nassau County by the name of a guy by the name of Tom Suozzi, who wanted nothing to do with Biden. But I did notice him taking a selfie with Joe Biden last night, ironically. And this is the danger. I don't like the idea of Republicans, you know, waiting for the last minute. Something may happen on election day, and don't put yourself at a decided disadvantage. And starting out election day, but down by hundreds of thousands of votes, that is a very, very dangerous prescription. Just like Republicans don't match Democratic efforts in terms of ballot harvesting, legal ballot harvesting. That's dangerous too.
So I'm not
telling you what I want. I've explained in detail the system I would have, and it's not this one.
Exactly. I know that. But we shouldn't be adding to the time that we vote. We should be taking away from the time that we vote, because then everybody would have missed.
But the problem is this is the system you got. They're going to be voting early. They won't be so dependent on weather and conditions on election day. Republicans will be entirely beholden to that. I think it's a bad idea. Now, I will tell you, I'll give you one example. The state of Florida, which over the years has had their problems with voting. But guess what? They have early voting, voting by mail, and they do it flawlessly. And they've got a system with checks and balances in it. And there is a way to do it and do it with integrity. But it's not happening in a state like New York where you don't even need a voter ID. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, the fact that everything is illegal that is allowed to happen, I mean, you just got to stop it. We just have to have everything.
Okay. You tell me, how are you going to stop it? If you tell me how to stop it, I'll listen.
Well, I don't think you solve the problem by having us do the same bad thing they're doing.
It's for them, it's a good thing. It's working for them. For them, they are taking advantage of the system they want. And we have just steadfastly said, no, we're not going to participate in it that way. Okay, we're putting ourselves at a decided disadvantage until we win enough elections that we can put more integrity in our election system so we have more confidence in our results. Until then, I think we're making a big mistake not playing the game the way they're playing it. They are out hustling Republicans. They're out working Republicans. And it gives them more time to get more people to the polls and more votes that they're banking, and we've got to match those efforts. If we don't, I think we're making a massive mistake, and we'll pay the price yet again. That's what I think. It's unfortunate.
They know we have 50% of our electorate already voting, then they know exactly how much they have to cheat. That's all I'm saying.
Listen, I don't know what to tell you. If people are going to do things that are corrupt, I don't know how to stop it with the current system we have. I would like to think that, and that's why I talk about chain of custody controls. The minute a ballot is mailed into a voting system, it ought to be put in a room that has a 24-hour camera where anybody can watch it so that nobody can, you know, be involved in any funny business. The other thing is they should be counting those votes, in my view, as they come in. And then they can release it, right at the time the polls close, the information. Anyway, let me get to another call. I hear you. I appreciate your call. Thank you for being with us. Aaron is in West Virginia. Aaron, how are you?
Hey, Sean, how you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, this ain't why I called, but I will say the speech. So the one thing I noticed is he's rushed. Like, he's talked very fast in a very weird way. I don't even know how else to explain it. But he fills it up with, you know, like, he's going to give teacher pay raises. I wasn't even aware the federal government could do that. I wasn't sure. But anyway, and then, like, all this stuff that people want to hear. And then so much people don't, like, Democrats are obsessed with abortion. And I'm thinking, they constantly are wanting to kill babies. And most normal people out here are like my son with three jobs are just trying to feed theirs. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I get so sick of it. It was a waste of time listening to him. But here's what I worry about. I was thinking about this the other day. So when Trump becomes the nominee, you know, they have all these court cases against Biden, right? So some of them could possibly be maybe right before the election. So if one of these court cases, whichever one that would make it impossible for him to run as president, even if it was a corrupt decision, went through, are Democrats, like, I'm thinking, are these things just throwing stuff at the wall just to, like, just to get in his way and slow him down? Because now that he's the nominee, it'll be the first time in history that the president is trying to put the nominee in prison. Okay, and to me that's just wild, and we're so used to it we're not even mad about it. I mean, we're mad, but we just ignore it anymore. But here's the thing, say one of those things happen, are Democrats ready for what would happen after that? So say, you know, right before the election, you know, 80 million people find out they have no candidate. What are they going to do then? Like, what's
look, the DOJ, we're going to see how this all plays out. If I had to guess as of now, my guess is that the only case that'll go forward is that stupid Stormy Daniels case in New York. And I don't think that even a conviction in that case is going to mean much to anybody, any voter around the country. But certainly lawfare and the weaponization of our Justice Department is real. And we better return to constitutional order. This is really dangerous for our great republic. I'll tell you that. Anyway, I've got a roll. Appreciate your call. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. Look, a lot of people are struggling and having to borrow, putting bare necessities on their credit cards with high interest credit card rates. Anyway, that's where my friends at AmericanFinancing.net come in, a family-owned mortgage company. They've been around 25 years, and they're saving homeowners just like you an average of $854 a month by tapping into their home's equity if they have high interest debt like credit card debt. Mortgage rates are now lower than they've been in a long time, much lower than the average credit card rate for sure. Get a free, no obligation call from American Financing. Their mortgage consultants never charge any upfront fee. They're not commissioned. And they've got over 7,200 Google reviews, 4.7 star rating, which is a lot to crow about. And think what you, about what you can do with $854 a month. That's like a $10,000 raise this year. And it could very well be the difference between being in the black or the red on any given month or year. Call our friends. Get your free, no-obligation consultation. American Financing, 866-615-9200. 866-615-9200. On the web, it's AmericanFinancing.net.
NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
CBS TV edits the news like nobody else. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for this Friday. We got full, complete analysis of Jacked Up Joe versus Everyday Joe and how strange last night was. We'll get reaction from Judge Jeanine Pirro. Joe Concha, Tammy Bruce is on tonight. Also, Katie Britt, who gave the Republican response, the senator from Alabama, Mark Aragos, Pam Bondi, and Jimmy Failla, all coming up. That's all happening tonight, 9 Eastern. Please set your DVR. Never, ever miss an episode of Hannity. See you tonight, back here on Monday. Thank you for making this show possible. Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that, free. Well, switch to Pure Talk today and you'll get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick charging battery, and top-tier data security. Now, qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and, of course, mobile hotspot. Now, Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. So let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team Hope you make the switch today. It's simple, it's fast, it's easy. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone, and start saving on wireless today. Again, from your phone, dial #250, say the keyword save now, and switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.